just what to do. Your eyes were filled with tears from disappointment through the years. But I called on the Lord and I got an answer. Oh, yes, I call on the Lord. Yes, I call on the Lord. And I call on the Lord. And according to his word, yes, I call on the Lord. Dark and dream, and you didn't know just what to do. My eyes were filled with tears from disappointments through the years, but I call on the Lord. And I got an answer. Oh, yes, I call on the Lord. Yes, I call on the Lord. And I call on the Lord. And according to his word. Call on the Lord, I call on the Lord, and I call on the Lord, and I got an answer. Do you ever have to weep and moan because of a broken home? And you didn't know just what to do. Your eyes was filled with tears from disappointments down through the years. And I call on the Lord. And I got an answer. Oh, yes, I call on the Lord. Yes, I call on the Lord. And I call on the Lord. And according to his word, yes, I call. I call on the Lord, I call on the Lord, and I call on the Lord, and I got an answer. Oh, yes, I call on the Lord.
Lord,
yes, I call.
Church, say amen. Amen. Call on the Lord and get an answer. I don't know who better to call on than the Lord. You might call me and I might not answer. And I might call you and you may not answer. But when we call on the Lord, you will get an answer. Let me say to my pastor and mentor, the Reverend Dr. Lincoln Bingham, to the other ministers who are here, and to all of our officers, members, and friends, it's good to be here. I'm hippopotamus glad and elephant happy to be here. Truly, I am honored to come today and share with you a word from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. As I always say, to God be the glory, great things he has done. I won't hold you too long today. I want to kind of keep the theme going this Sunday on our Communion Sunday, first Sunday. So if you would, turn with me to the Gospel according to Mark chapter 14. And I'm simply going to zero in on verse 26. Mark chapter 14. Verse 26, and I might read some other verses, but we'll start with that. I'll be reading from the King James translation, and by the way, I'm so thankful for all the musicians and the music that has just transpired, all the singing. To God be the glory. This is the way it reads according to King James translation. It says, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, 'All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee.' Peter said to him, 'Even if all are made to stumble, yet I will not be.' Jesus said to him, 'Assuredly, I say to you that today, even this night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times.'" Let us pray. Open now the crystal fountain from which the healing waters flow. Let the fiery, cloudy pillow guide us on our journey through. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. It's in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen and amen. Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you today, even this night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." I want to, for a theme, just use a historical, biblical, and theological perspective on Peter's denials. For a subject, I simply want to use, "There goes that rooster." Look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, there goes that rooster. There goes that rooster." It is here in the the gospel writer Mark gives an account of the Last Supper, or we call it the Lord's Supper, communion. It's the supper before Jesus is about to be betrayed, arrested, and taken from the Garden of Gethsemane. It is here that Jesus gives new meaning to the Passover meal. You know, when they were in Egypt and were rescued from Egypt, they had the Passover meal. But now Jesus institutes this in that his body symbolizes what would be soon he would do on the cross. So Jesus now becomes the final mediator between man and heaven. It is here in this account he establishes a new covenant, a new and improved promise, a new and better hope. We always are looking for something new and better. He has now reconciled us to God, which brings salvation to all who believe and trust in him. Jesus has now become the sacrificial lamb. He has reached the apex of what it is that he has been teaching for this time. Having now hid himself, he and the disciples, from public, they are now held up in a secluded upper room. And Jesus now illustrates a new meaning for an old tradition. He also reveals to them as his awareness of a betrayal, saying, "One of you which eats with me," leaving them to ponder among themselves as to who it is. You know the scripture where it says, "Is it I? Is it I?" Jesus now takes these elements, bread and wine, to symbolize them as his broken body and his spilt blood that will be spilled at Calvary. Again, this is a historical, biblical, and theological perspective on Peter's denials. There goes that rooster. After having initiated a new covenant, they leave the upper room, and the text says they go to the Mount of Olives. It is here that this story takes another left turn. You know, the first left turn, he said that somebody's going to betray me. One of you will betray me. But here in the Mount of Olives, there is another left turn, another set of bad news. You know, we don't want to hear bad news, but Jesus here gives them some bad news. He tells them that they will be scattered. And they will be made to stumble. That's bad news, y'all. Jesus is giving them a fair warning as to what will happen down the road, around the corner, and up the hill, and down in the valleys of life. They will be made to stumble. Somebody said we fall down, but we get up. Well, a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But Jesus says, you will be made to stumble. There goes that rooster. As always, Peter does a little crowing of his own. He says, and I'm paraphrasing, he says, "They may fall, but I'm good. I don't know about these dudes here, but it ain't going to happen to me." We got Christians like that today, y'all. They got it all worked out, all fixed up. I believe Peter might have been thinking, "I'm too righteous to stumble. Help me, somebody. I pay all of my dues. I don't drink and I don't smoke dope. I don't run around, chase after things I ought not be chasing. I sang in the choir," help me somebody. "I'm on the executive board. I'm a preacher." Don't leave them out. He says, "Jesus, I got your back. I won't stumble." But Peter, as usual, stuck his foot in his mouth. There goes that rooster. There are just a few things I want to say about Peter's denial, and I'll take my seat. First, there is Peter's warning. Jesus already told him that you're going to stumble, Peter. I know you think you're all of that in a bag of tater chips, but you're going to stumble. He gave him a warning. Secondly, Peter has a weakness. And I got news for you. I don't care who you are, how long you've been in church, you've got a weakness. And the reason you have a weakness is because you're in the flesh. Jesus said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You're going to stumble. A perspective on Peter's denials. After Peter had popped off about not stumbling, Jesus says, literally says, Peter, before the rooster crows two times, you will deny me three times. He says, Peter, assuredly, that means I'm sure of this. Today, even this night, before the rooster crows twice, three times, you will deny me. Now, I don't know about you, but there comes a time in our lives when we think we're riding smooth and it's going good. Don't be surprised when you have stumbled. Satan likes to catch you off guard. He likes to catch you when you think you're doing good, when you've got money in the bank and you've got a nice house and you're riding in a nice car and everybody likes you. Everybody's hugging and patting you on your back. That's when you need to be careful because you will stumble. There goes that rooster. If I could just get rid of that rooster. Well, he had a warning and he was weak. And he was weak because he's in the flesh. Not only that, but Jesus is letting them know it's not time for you to be ready yet. So here's Peter, and we find him later on in Mark where he is, after they have left, Jesus has been arrested and taken from the garden. We find Peter hanging out, sitting at the campfire. And you know, you got to be careful where you sit at. You can't just sit in every campfire. Peter's sitting in the courtyard warming himself, trying to get warm because he's probably cold. A servant girl of the high priest recognizes him. And you know, that could be a good thing because sometimes when we find ourselves in company we ought not be in, folk will recognize that you shouldn't be in this company. That's a good thing. Sometimes we need other folk to tell us you ain't got no business in this company. I've been in situations where folk have told me you don't belong here. That rooster was crowing. Servant girl recognized him. She says, aren't you one of those Jesus folk? You know, we have to be careful because sometimes we don't like to be labeled that way. And I don't think Peter wanted to be labeled. He said, who, me? Not me. I'm not one of them. That's the first denial. Then there comes another one. Peter still sitting at the fire, still sitting in the camp. The girl says, I'm pretty sure you one of those Jesus guys. I recognize you. I know when I see a Jesus. And I tell you, that's good when folk know when they see a Jesus person. If they don't recognize you as a Jesus person, as a Christian, something's wrong. You need to go back and check it out. Told you I wouldn't be long. So, Peter denied him a second time. And each time Peter denied Jesus, the rooster crowed. And then finally, a third time, he denied him. And the rooster crows again. That rooster just keeps crowing, y'all. And I tell you, if you got a rooster crowing in your life, you ought to be glad that he's crowing. Because sometimes we need some kind of mechanism, some kind of awareness to let us know when we're getting off track. There goes that rooster. She saw him again. And the last time she saw him, show you how Peter is. Peter's starting to get a little irate by now. You keep asking me this. Peter got so mad he started using colorful language. Start cussing, y'all. Peter cussed anyway, but he's cussing now for sure. Trying to hide his identity. You cannot hide your identity if you are truly in Christ. It'll come out anyway. Bible says after that, and this is my next to my last point, Peter's weeping. I like that about Peter. You know, they had songs about talking about man ought not be crying. Help me, somebody. Bible says after the rooster crowed for the second time, Peter recognized that he was wrong. And he went out and he cried. He wept. The Bible says he wept because he knew he was wrong. If you messing up and you ain't crying, something wrong with you. Help me, somebody. You've got a cold stone heart, and I believe Jesus, God, took Peter's tears and softened him up. Sometimes it takes tears to soften up a hard heart, y'all, when the rooster crows. Well, I'm not a country boy by any stretch of the imagination, and I don't know much about farm animals. But often when I come into this building here on Sunday mornings, I hear a rooster crowing. I thought, Lord have mercy, I'm in the city. Rooster crowing. And there's been some questions about why does the rooster crow? Well, some have suggested that the rooster crows to warn off other roosters, don't come in my domain. I'm chief here. But I would suggest that a rooster crows because that's what roosters do. They crow. You know, I believe this rooster that Peter heard crowing was a special rooster for Peter. I believe that all of us have a special rooster that crows. I don't know what your rooster is, and you don't know what mine is, but I guarantee it you got one. There goes that rooster. I'm almost done here. Peter had an indicator that let him know what he done messed up. I'm glad about that. All of us need an indicator to keep us straight and on the narrow. So many times we'll get off the track and get over where all the other folk are going, where the crowd is going, the in crowd. We want to be in the in crowd. Jesus had that rooster crow and said, It wasn't in the cable that Peter had stumbled. Peter had stumbled as Jesus had said. He denied him as he said he would. Let me finalize this. There will come a time when we all will stumble. Do that would deny Christ. We will put ourselves in an awkward position that leads to a denial of Christ. Do and say things that may not be Christ-like, things that disrepresent the nature and will of his way. But he has a crowing rooster for all of us. It's a theological alarm that shakes us and wakes us. And it wakes us up and calls us when the rooster crows. When the rooster crows, it's a time to sing a song of concentration, consecration. Somebody said, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. When the rooster crows, it's time to say, Lord, I need you to hold my hand because I can't make it by myself. When the rooster crows, look up to the hills which cometh my strength. My help comes from the Lord. When the rooster crows, ask God for forgiveness. When the rooster crows, every child will sure enough know it. When the rooster crows, it's time for you to make a change. I heard the rooster crowing a long time ago in my life. He picked me up and turned me around and he placed my feet on solid ground. When the rooster crows, it gave me a new song in my heart. I couldn't sing blues and rhythm no more. I had to sing songs and say, Lord, I need you to hold my hand. When the rooster crows, I call on the Lord. Somebody said, I call on the Lord, and I got an answer. Every child of God has a crowing rooster. It's just a warning. It's just a sign that he is yours and you are his. I thank God for my crowing rooster. You know the church has a crowing rooster too. Somebody said, get right, church, and let's do what? Let's go home. God is a good God, and he won't leave you alone. He's got for you and for me a crowing rooster. The crowing rooster lets you know when you are off track, when you have hit the wrong note, when you have slipped up and slipped down. When the rooster crows is a good thing. And finally, Peter's welcome. Peter's welcome. And this is the good part. Later on over in Mark, you know, Jesus had told him that after he'd risen, he was going to meet him in Galilee. So he sends for his disciples. And I like this because not only does he send for the disciples, but the text says, and Peter too. I like that, y'all. God welcomes him back into the fold. I know sometimes we're doing the wrong thing and saying the wrong thing, but I like it when God says, Johnny, and you too. I like it when he says, you too. That lets me know that he has let me back in. And if you get out, one thing you sure want to do is get back in. David said, Lord, I just can't do without you. I need to get back in. Let me finish. I got one more thing to say. There goes that rooster.